Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. Calm Mind and Brain Make are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Make contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. Get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, Starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the Contact Us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. We'll be right back. And welcome back. And we have the amazing journalist and science author and writer, geopolitical analyst, Lowell Ponte. So, Lowell, your latest article today is the progressive pander to the press. We see some pretty bad examples in the media now. And the spread of bills from multiple states from New York to now Virginia, where they're going to abort babies right up to the moment of delivery, and even if they're born alive from an abortion procedure, to kill them. I mean, the press is protecting even people like Governor Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, and his crazy statements. And as you quote in the top sentence, and I'm not going to steal your thunder, I want you to get into these articles and discuss it, because people need to understand things are getting, as they say, like the Alice in Wonderland, they're getting curiouser and curiouser. It's getting weird, isn't it?
Well, they are indeed. And, of course, this is part of seeing Democrats begin to take their mask off in a kind of slow burlesque routine. We have seen, for example, in recent days, Kamala Harris, now the new senator from California, an well, you can't even describe how far to the left she is. But she has called for basically eliminating the private market from health care. She does not just want Medicare for all. She wants to provide that you will not be allowed to have private insurance or a private doctor, or at least so she said until both Democrats and Republicans reacted with horror. Now she has gone back to the world of vagueness, suggesting that, well, she might accept private insurance. But it's reminiscent of Barack Obama saying, if you like your doctor, you'll be able to keep your doctor. If you like your insurance, you'll be able to keep your insurance. And then, of course, once the leftists are elected through their promises, all those promises to you are forgotten.
And yeah, suddenly you can't hold. Yeah. I call it the evilocracy. In other words, these people like Ocasio-Cortez, Kamala Harris, and Elizabeth Warren, they are the trio of socialist, communist maniacs, and they're insane. They'll destroy the middle class, and they'll destroy America, won't they?
Well, I call them just the unconcealed Democrats. They're what most Democrats really are, only they're more openly so. Now, for example, Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts, has come out with her own scheme, which is well worth discussing, right, to tax the rich. And what makes it interesting is not only would she impose a tax on wealthy people just because they're wealthy, just right, because they're having money is unfair. Again, something Barack Obama said in his first debates with Hillary Clinton. You know, even if the government would make more money from cutting certain kinds of taxes, Obama would not do it because that would be unfair. It would help the rich. And the rich must be punished and robbed, not helped in any way. In any event, what makes
Elizabeth Warren... Even if they move the economy for the poor, right, in the middle class.
Of course, as if they were going to get it. But, of course, we have to remember a lot of things as we play with this. For example, Elizabeth Warren wants you to know that it's only people who make more than $10 million a year who will be hit with this tax. Now, I remind those of you who are students of taxation, the politicians always say something like that. When they were advocating the income tax, to begin with, the progressive income tax, leftists said, oh, well, this will only hit the millionaires. This will only touch the rich people. It won't be applied to you. Well, ask yourself, boys and girls, do you pay income tax today? Chances are you pay at least a third of your income in income taxes today, if you're a productive American. And Elizabeth Warren, of course, wants people paying up to 86-87% of their income. But what makes her plan especially onerous is she doesn't just want a tax on how much people make. She doesn't just want a heavy loading of the income tax. She wants this to be a net worth or net assets tax as well. So you will pay on your income, and then if you happen to live in a nice home, if you happen to own stocks, if you happen to have a bank account, everything you have that has already been taxed that could be considered an asset, you will have to pay a 2% tax per year on that. Oh, 2% isn't much. she might say, but it's 2% every year, year after year.
Compounded.
Effectively, yeah. And therefore, it will just keep draining your resources and assets. And it will not just go for your income, it will go for everything you have. In fact, it's rather like the Islamic tax, the religious tax, the jizya. And so it's rather depressing. What makes this also especially interesting is all those countries that the left likes to point to. Oh, look at the wonderful Scandinavian welfare states. They say, right. For example, you know, those states do have high taxes, but they do not have a wealth tax. Some of them used to. Sweden used to have a wealth tax, and then it realized that while applying its wealth tax, it had indeed gathered up all kinds of money from the rich. It had collected about $500 million, but in the process, it had forced wealthy people to flee Sweden, taking $166 billion of capital with them.
Whoa.
So they got $500 million in tax. They lost $166 billion in resources and assets.
Wow.
This is all the more interesting in the U.S. because, as you know, the left has already put in place. Obama set this up before he left. The wall that exists around the United States doesn't stop people coming in, but it does stop Americans going out. There are more than 400,000 Americans whom the government has said, well, we think you might owe taxes to the IRS. You're a rich person, and you will not be able to leave with those taxes. And so they send you a huge tax bill, and if you don't pay it, they push a button, and your passport is neutralized.
Wow.
That wall does keep you in, rather like the Berlin Wall kept people in East Germany. And we already have that in existing today. Most people don't seem to understand that because they haven't yet been explicitly targeted. But the point is, you will be. They say today you don't pay this tax, but in 10 years, in 20 years, in 30 years, inflation will have made us all rich, at least on paper.
Right. But you won't be able to buy much for that wealth.
And you'll notice that when the politicians pass laws now that talk about paying a percentage of income, those things used to be adjusted for inflation. In other words, if inflation made you have more dollars but they didn't have any more purchasing power, that would be offset by changes in the tax demand. No, 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 boys and girls. They don't do that anymore. Now, it's purely the number of dollars you have, even if they have a lot less value. You will be considered rich for having them no matter. Well, we're all rich, remember. I mean, the average American earns $58,000. That was considered incredible wealth when the income tax was first passed in 1913. Incredible wealth. And so you're made to pay just like a rich person now.
Wow.
Or what they told you would only be taxes on the rich.
Why does the left continue to do things that killed several hundred million people in the 20th century? Why do they think that the nanny state and giant government makes better decisions than individuals and people that know how to adapt to the environment individually in small steps? For example, having your own individual insurance is far superior. I saw this in Canada. I saw the healthcare system in Canada killing people. They don't offer options like functional medicine. They try to suppress it. They don't want you even working in association with dentists, for example, for obstructive apnea and most modification techniques like Vivos Life I'm going through right now. What we have is when you have a top-down control system, it's basically a pseudo-healthcare. It basically is a pre-embalming system to not lengthen your life, but to give you something to make you think, I got healthcare now. Yeah, you got healthcare, right? And a banana peel to make you slip down to the next world. It's, you know, and eugenics happens regularly in Canadian healthcare and British healthcare systems, where when it costs too much to take care of you, you get rotating equipment, for example, in the intensive care unit, or they just decide to give you a lethal injection and kill you. People don't know this, do they? They think, well, socialized medicine is good. No, it's good for nothing. It's good to wipe your butt with. Socialized medicine will kill you when it's too expensive to keep your carcass alive.
Well, Michael Moore, for example, claims that communist Cuba has one of the best healthcare systems in the world. In communist Cuba, boys and girls, if you need to go to the hospital, you are supposed to bring your own bedding and your own electric light bulbs to operate in your hotel room or even in the operating room.
Really?
And, of course, they're desperately short of all kinds of medicine. In fact, this is an interesting thing to see Maduro going down in Venezuela, because the only thing that's kept Cuba afloat is free oil from Venezuela, its fellow Marxist regime. If that free oil is cut off, Cuba can kiss it goodbye.
Wow.
And it could very well be close to being cut off right now.
Well,
so that's why Cuba sent 14,000 secret police to help keep Maduro in power down there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to make a comment here about Mr. Vladimir Putin. I like to call him Rasputin. He's an evil, non-vodka-drinking, crazy bastard.
He doesn't drink vodka?
No. But the thing is, I think of him as a devil. And he has tried to weaponize Venezuela and Punta Huerta in Nicaragua. He's got not only this entire island with short-range nuclear weapons and the Orinoco River with nuclear submarines tunneling the sidewalls of the river. I'm the whistleblower for it. And I can tell you, we have tons of evidence that he's got not only the Russians, but also Chinese nuclear materials there, submarines with nuclear weapons, as well as entire divisions of Chinese in Venezuela. He's not just getting help from Cuba. He has a collaboration with the communist empires of Russia and China. And his attention is, he has sitting on 7 trillion barrels of oil, but he's a collapsed economy, so I think their inflation rate is like 80,000%. So you can't use you don't have enough bolivars to buy a toilet roll piece of paper. You've got to buy some like 8 million bolivars, that's their currency, to buy one roll of toilet paper. This guy is a communist nut, and he's dangerous. He needs to be taken out of office.
Oh, of course. But as of a few hours ago.
Yeah, go ahead.
As of a few hours ago, there were Soviet aircraft sitting on the airstrips down there in Caracas, ready to lift off with 20,000 tons of gold that had been stashed by Maduro and company. So that he now is getting ready to follow the usual pattern of the Latin American Caudillo, the dictator who flees with the nation's treasury when he escapes.
Oh, my.
And those planes will, of course, fly to Russia. So whether Maduro will ever actually see that gold or not again, I doubt.
Yeah, well, the Russians are not to be trusted. I got a kick out of this thing with the Mueller-gate. There's no evidence that Trump did any collaboration with the Russians other than trying to build hotel there years before. The Russians, to me, are not at all to be trusted, neither are the Chinese. And the problem is our agencies are incompetent. We've been whistleblowing for almost 2 years now that the Russians were weaponizing there, and the Bear bombers are out of date, but their intermediate-range hypersonic cruise missiles are not. And the problem is that they can attack America from the south, and the first thing they do is hit us with a weapon of indignation, which is called EMP weapons, to knock out our power grid, which will kill us. 90% of the population will be dead in 6 months. Or the next level is to hit our military bases and then cause our country to surrender to world government. Because you guarantee that Russia and China are doing this not just for their own safety to try to get their big, quote, major enemy, which is America. They're working as a proxy for the New World Order and the globalists that want to run the planet. This is how bad it is, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. And the financial side of it is they don't want to play fair ball with America with patents or currency exchanges. The Chinese are printing money like crazy. They don't want to integrate their financial system with ours. And if you move a corporation to China, they insist that you hand over your patents so they can repatent them, and they steal your technology. And on the same factories, at night, they build the same products you do and sell to an alternative source from the state. It's ridiculous. Then they go in jail. They're people like the Uyghurs in Western China. They have 100,000 Wadai prison camps, where the first thing they do is they tissue tape you to just grab your organs and sell through the organ trade system worldwide in Europe and elsewhere, even to places in America. Like, they tried to recruit me in 1987 when I worked in Augusta, Georgia, to work with the Emory University Organ Procurement Plan, where they could actually whip out organs from people that weren't really dead, but we wanted us to designate them dead if they were in a semi-coma from a head injury. so they could whip out their organs and sell them at major profit and give us a cut. And I told them, go to hell, and if you bother me anymore, I'm going to turn you in. And remember now, these countries like China, the very first thing to do is tissue tape you when they go to a Lhade prison camp. We should have no trade with China at all. They're done, as far as I'm concerned. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetaline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
The first hour of the NutriMedical Report Monday to Friday deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
This is
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-Plex, and Ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity. And the use of antioxidant H2-Plex, Power-C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. About on the break was Kamala Harris' record. Kamala Harris is a descendant of a Jamaican father and a Tamil Indian mother. She's got some really bizarre attitudes which are incongruous. It's like playing with her mental blocks. And if you look at some of the things she's done, she's persecuted this man who actually took videotapes in California of selling baby body parts from planned unparenthood. And she persecuted the man to the point where she was trying to get him put into prison. She is a despicable, nasty person.
And as we now know from Willie Brown, I knew Willie Brown when I worked in the assembly in Sacramento.
Right.
He's a very likable person immediately. I mean, he's very friendly. He passed a measure of mine in the assembly, and I'm a libertarian.
Right.
So it was interesting. But anyway, he passed my measure to make Thomas Jefferson's birthday a state holiday in California. In fact, and I, we used to work for a Republican assemblyman.
Right.
But Willie Brown now says, how did Kamala Harris get where she got as state attorney general and now senator? Well, she slept her way to the top, much of it with him.
Wow.
When he was Speaker of the Assembly and then mayor of San Francisco. So what was it they used to say of Ray Charles and the women singers for him called the Raylettes? You know, if you want to be a Raylette, you have to let Ray. And in the same way, the theory is, if you want to get to the top in a hurry as a female politician, you just become very close to Willie Brown.
Oh, my.
But that's typical Democrat politics.
Yeah. I heard him make the comment, what of it? I'm thinking, okay. So it allowed this woman to actually sleep her way to the top. But she's ruthless, man. She's unreal. And her attitude toward abortion and selling baby body parts and her attitude toward open borders, I mean, she calls the wall immoral just like this other idiot, Speaker of the House. I mean,
Speaker of the House.
Nancy Pelosi.
Yes.
Nancy Pelosi, I call her. She's a lousy person.
Mm-hmm,
and
she is.
And then I see AOC, they call her. She's getting all these magazines. And she pops her eyes and swings her hands around. I'm thinking, you're talking crazy talk. You need a shot of antipsychotic in your butt. What are you talking about? And don't they know that the various things that she's talking about killed several hundred million people in the 20th century with World War I and II? Doesn't she understand that? That communism doesn't work? I mean, people don't get this, do they?
Oh, I mean, the normal view of a leftist is, if only we'd given communist governments 10 times more money and 10 times more power, it all would have worked out.
I don't think so.
They're endlessly willing to rationalize and excuse the failures of previous communist governments and the atrocities committed by them.
They weren't really communist at all. Well, look at the atrocities that they're trying to commit, Russia and China right now. The South China Sea with all these weaponized islands, the Russians setting up in Punta Huerta intermediate-range nuclear missiles off the coast of Venezuela and this island, bringing bear bombers and putting the nuclear submarines in the Orinoco River. They're trying to aim their nuclear weapons at the guts of America because they say they're paranoid about us. No, listen, America has no intentions of taking over Russia, but Russia would love to nuke us or take over our military bases and so-called win. They don't even have a large military force. They've got a lot of nuclear weapons and advanced weapons that could kill a lot of us. But they couldn't even actually maintain or control the territory. The Russians are nuts.
There used to be an expression for the Soviet Union among international policy people. They were referred to as Bulgaria with nukes.
Yeah.
that if they're really a third world country, they're not advanced at all, but they do have some big weapons.
Right, and they've advanced, very, very advanced those weapons too, and breaking all the SALT treaties and so on. I mean, when Trump mentioned about the fact about SALT, the fact is they've violated every SALT sub-agreement they've had. It's supposed to come due in, I think, 2 years' time, but the Russians don't adhere to the SALT treaty at all, do they?
No, of course not. Why should they? I used to work for the person who was chief weapon advisor to our SALT I delegation.
Right.
So, everything is just a trade-off between offense and defense and which will work. And we finally got our defensive weapons to the point where by spending only twice as much as the Russians spent for offense, we created enough doubt in their ability to deliver a lethal strike that they had to back down.
Right. In fact, I heard from my sources that the ultimate fall of the Soviet Union was twofold. It was a financial scheme that we did on them that collapsed them financially, and that was easy because communists are not strong financially. But the main reason is they couldn't keep up with the strategic advanced weapon systems that Ronald Reagan talked about, including Brilliant Pebbles. And now they're totally freaked out about Trump's Space Force and building up defensive weapons in space against incoming nuclear weapons. The Russians know there's a time window. If Trump gets his way and gets reelected in 2020, by the time 2024 comes on, the Russians are going to completely be incapable of hitting us from the north of the south or across the South Pole, and the Russians are toast. And they freaks them out because without their big weapons, they have only about 270,000 special forces. They don't have a big navy, army, or anything. They got a large special forces contingent, but it's only a couple hundred thousand. And without their fancy nukes, even a lot of their navy are kind of outmoded. They've got diesel-powered, you know, carriers and so on, and they break down all the time. The Russians are a joke, aren't they?
Sure, and then we turn to China, and we ask, is China really the superpower that we're led to believe? Well, they had to forcibly censor one of their chief economists a few weeks ago because he said, you know, we claim to have 6.6% economic growth, the lowest in 30 years, but actually it's more like 2.2%.
Right.
We really have growth far less than the United States. The average American worker produces 7 times more value in goods and services than the average Chinese worker. The Chinese are now having a severe population decline. The Chinese are, well, they have about 3 times more debt than they do GDP.
Right.
They have tried to carry out this imperial idea that they're going by 2049 to rule the world as Chairman Mao depicted.
Right.
And to do that, they were advancing this Belt and Road idea where they go into a country, like an African country, and they would promise all kinds of economic advantages if you let us build a railroad, a new port, whatever for you. And these countries would be gulled into borrowing huge amounts of money from China,
right,
which then would build the roads or whatever, and all the promised benefits wouldn't happen because nobody really wants to invest in most of those countries anyway. And as a result, China then turns, having written a contract that totally favors China, like all hearings and agreements for the contract have to be negotiated in China before Chinese committees and so on. And suddenly these African nations, well, and elsewhere, China has demanded and gotten either airports or naval facilities from Sri Lanka, from Pakistan, from Kenya, they're about to get them from Kenya,
right,
from Zambia.
Right.
I mean, in other words, the people of the third world now look at China and realize this is a lying, cheating, colonial dictatorship trying to steal our property and our naval bases and so on.
Right.
And
I've raised these issues with Harley Schlanger from the Roos Foundation. They always try to be very defensive of it. And I said, I don't think this is good. And they want America and Europe to collaborate with the Chinese greatness Belt and Road, which is a takeoff of the Roman road system, only it's now China running it from Beijing. To me, it's very crazy stuff, and they want to defend it. This is good? No, it's not good. And when they allowed 25 years ago China into the World Trade Organization, they made the crazy statement they thought it was going to democratize it. No, it didn't. Their behavior didn't get better. It got worse, didn't it?
Well, they're in a great deal of trouble economically. I mean, they're not the economic superpower they would have people believe. And lately, in the last few weeks, they've gone over to this almost insane bluster, threatening the countries around them in the U.S., saying, oh, we'll sink two U.S. aircraft carriers. Oh, we're going to attack Taiwan. Oh, we're going to, well, Vietnam, which depended on China to win its war with us. Vietnam is now scared to death of China. China killed more than 100 Vietnamese to seize one of the Vietnamese islands that China wanted to militarily develop, for example. China is proving to be the big bully in that part of the world, but it doesn't have the long-term muscle to be able to carry it out. They can't really stand against the U.S.-backed Japan or Australia,
right,
or countries like that. They have now lost whatever credibility they had with third-world countries. They basically, at this moment, are a failure historically.
Right.
And it's very interesting to look at what China's have, and to see how much debt they have gone into while lying about how great their economy is. Well, their economy isn't nearly what they pretend.
What I heard is in the last 6 months, with the interaction with Trump, there's been a 30% contraction of their economy. More than half their loans of all the corporations in the PLA are what we'll call shark loans, over 20%. Their leverage to the hilt inside the country, the fertility rate has dropped so much, the only way these 35.5 million excess males get a bride is if they go to Indonesia or Malaysia to get a bride, because there's none in China. And the few women don't want to have anything to do with these maniac totalitarian communist leaders inside the country. So it's a hell of a mess. And they've got such a situation there where these older communists are now in their 70s and early 80s. Soon the oligarchy of the elite in China are going to be dead. So the Chinese are, to me, a form of racial superiority, mental, you know, collective mentally ill nation. And Xi is subscribing himself as a new emperor with his 2025 policies. He's going to take over the world. It's crazy.
We do have to say that China does have competence at some things. For example, in its Belt and Road system, guess what country has two of its major ports run by Chinese operations? Israel. The port of Haifa is now run by China.
Oh, my.
but, of course, the Israelis are able to monitor and control that.
Yeah.
So they're not too worried about it.
Yeah. The Israelis are monitoring and control every department of the United States government. All our security offices in every department in the U.S. government is run by Israel. I call it, it's a real hell. Do you like that? It's a real hell.
All of our departments?
Yeah, all of our departments are run for security and are run by Israeli companies.
I'll tell you, I want Israel to build the wall here myself. Their walls have been so successful in Israel.
Right.
They've, what, cut terrorism by 99.5%?
Yeah. I talked to one of my previous hosts on the program. And he actually was 1 year ago recommended the Israelis build these walls to stop the Palestinian terrorists. And it did. I mean, like, it's kind of like 97-98%, isn't it?
Oh, it's phenomenal, yeah. I mean, obviously, we don't know how much is no longer even attempted because those walls are there. But it used to be rather trying. I mean, Israel is a tiny, tiny country. If we were to give back the land they've won in their wars, Israel would at one point be only about 15 miles wide,
right,
near its center area.
Wow.
Even as it is now, Israel faces the hypothetical nightmare of, well, what we call the Hyundaiization of weapons in the world. That is, every couple of years, the cost of a cruise missile falls by half and the accuracy and efficiency of it doubles.
Right.
So that in the very near future, a country will be able to buy a working cruise missile for the cost of a luxury car.
Right.
And if that's the case, Israel could wake up one morning to be told that according to their radar and other systems, there are 50,000 cruise missiles coming in from all azimuths against Israel, and there are simply too many of them to stop.
Right, and by the way, we fund a lot of our missile defense systems, but they're not good enough. And when we brought the system in, by the way, with the war with Iraq, with Saddam Hussein, we had the Patriot system that was jumped over to the theater air defense, which is still leaky as hell. And Israel is working on the Iron Dome, which is still not perfect, to deal with all the Iranian missiles that might come in from Hezbollah in Lebanon or from Iran. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Oh, I've been under Katyusha rocket shelling in Israel, so I appreciate how that is.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work. And Israel, though, will retaliate unbelievably if they get attacked.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, and anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Weather is unreal. Where's the global warming? I mean, I see the Drudge today, and they have a picture of a guy that looks like he's freezing to death in Drudge. It looks funny at the top of Drudge. And you see this guy there, and it's like a big wind chill. It shows a guy, and his eyes are rolled up, his eyebrows, his nose, everything, his face is frozen. It looks like he's in snow up to his shoulders. It looks funny. It looks like a frozen vampire or something. And it says, Chicago on blast Midwest feels like minus 75, chill map. And they don't even have the power go out, so the companies that have natural gas are keeping people warm. A lot of people have lost that. They're already freezing to death inside their own home. This is craziness, isn't it? And then
my producer, fires on the rails.
Yeah, go ahead.
My producer long ago at Canadian Broadcasting grew up in Edmonton, Alberta, out on the Canadian flatland. And he would recall that in an average winter, there would be several days when the temperature went to 100 below zero. And I asked him, what does 100 below zero feel like? And he said, well, you go outside, and within 10 seconds, you feel the film of moisture on your eyeball that you're normally not even aware of starting to freeze. And you have this overwhelming desire to get back inside.
Right.
Now, they're having 75 degrees with wind chill, minus 75.
Right.
In Chicago, in other words, Chicago is colder than Antarctica.
Right.
And I think that is God's punishment for a satanic place. Oh, by the way, did you hear the Democrats, as one of their first acts in Congress, they are striking from the congressional oath that people will be required to take the words, so help me God.
Oh, wow.
They're removing God from the oaths people have to take before they're expected to tell the truth.
Oh, really?
Which shows you what the Democrats really are all about when it comes down to it.
Well, what they need to do is change it from the big G God to the little G God, otherwise known as Lucifer.
Yep.
So help you, Luciferic God. I mean, honest to gosh, why would people swear to the truth? When what are they swearing to? Their own ego? I mean,
well, they are the Democratic Party, as we so often point out.
Right, the Democrats.
Remember why that was in the oath. It goes back to Old English law. And the idea that at a jury trial, the jury was not there to make a judgment. The jury was simply to witness God's judgment.
Right.
And so the first thing two people would do in a trial, if one was accusing the other of something, they would each take a compurgation oath, which was very complicated. They had to memorize it. It involved very tongue-tripping kind of language. And the idea was everybody believed that God was about to judge them in this trial. And so one person is very nervous, the other person isn't. Guess who can say the oath better? There was a lot of very good psychology behind this. But that inclusion of God in these oaths was to remind people of that tradition that God is judging you and watching
right.
you as you speak. And, of course, Democrats want all of that wiped out. Now, for example, Andrew Cuomo, you mentioned earlier, a few days ago, he not only signed a measure saying that a baby who has already been born, the abortionist's hand slipped, the baby slid outside the mother, the baby is now already born, it can be killed anyway. In
wow.
this new New York law that Cuomo signed.
By the way, that law is being replicated in Virginia. I saw this woman, Tran, asking answers to the judge. He said, you mean if the cervix is dilating and the baby's about to come out, you can still kill? Oh, yeah, if it's up to the physician, et cetera. I'm thinking, You've got to be kidding. I can tell you, our society is poking God in the eye with a needle. If they don't think our judgment's going to come on America for this kind of craziness,
yeah,
people are insane.
Lest I forget, Cuomo did this, Governor Cuomo of New York, on the same day that he declared he wants an end to the death penalty for mass murderers and so on. People who have committed horrifying atrocities will not face the death penalties, but innocent unborn babies will. That's what Democrat politics and morals are all about.
Damn it. Now, the second
thing they really couldn't be more devilish if they tried. And, of course, what Cuomo wants in his new measure to extend to working journalists, as he calls them, that is left-wing journalists, felony protection. If you or I are attacked, the people who attack us will probably be charged with a misdemeanor. But if you attack a journalist in New York now, you will face a felony because journalists are a protected class like police or firefighters or garbage workers.
Right.
And the real purpose of that with journalists, of course, is it allows Cuomo. Remember, what journalists are supposed to be is the watchdog over politicians to catch their corruption and evil and so on. Of course, if they're left-wing journalists, as almost all of them are, they are not watchdogs. They are lapdogs of the left.
Right.
They are there to serve the Democrats. But in this case, they will get this protection only if they're left-wing Democrats. If they're conservative journalists, they will be denied that protection because Cuomo will say, well, you're not really journalists. Boys and girls, we live in an age where a grandmother with a laptop or a smartphone can act as a journalist. You don't need to go back to the old ethos that what is a journalist? He's a press baron who buys ink by the barrel.
Right.
You don't need to buy ink by the barrel anymore to be a journalist.
Right.
And most of these journalists are paid about what they're worth, which is nothing or near nothing. I noticed they were firing people at the Huffington Post, which was kind of funny because a lot of Huffington Post reporters were paid nothing or next to nothing anyway. They were just working for free.
Wow.
And for the glory of it. And for whatever freebies people would give them, dinners and so on, because they were a reporter. But Cuomo is again trying to debase his position any way he can. As an example, apropos the weather we're having now, of course, you notice that Scott Pelley of CBS and then Chuck Todd, the political director of NBC, actually came right out and said, well, we're not going to interview any global warming skeptics because they aren't real scientists.
You're kidding.
No, no, except that one of them is the chief atmospheric scientist at MIT, but they won't see fit to introduce.
Let me give you an addendum to that. I have Tim Ball on, who's one of the top climatologists in the world. He's in Vancouver Island.
I know Tim.
And Tim is going to come on the show on the second hour on Thursday.
Glad that he has been recovering. As you know, he had severe health problems.
Right. And Tim has been sued 3 times by the same attorney, by the International Climate Control Committee of the United Nations, and the only jurisdiction that would allow the suit to go forward is British Columbia. Not even any state in the United States would allow it to happen, but in British Columbia and in crazy, I call Commu Canada, and we've got this crazy prime minister whose father had 666 on his car, Pierre-Elliott Trudeau. I know a lot about the inside deviltry of these guys because my grandmother's brother was a deputy prime minister for years under Trudeau. So I know exactly what's going on here. Canada is totally down the toilet, isn't it?
Oh, obviously. Even though
totally
I must speak as someone who used to appear regularly on Canadian TV. But, by the way, with time running short, our book, Craig Smith's and My Money, Morality, and the Machine, you can still get a copy of this book either by paying $20 to Jeff Bezos and Amazon to help with his divorce, or you can get it for absolutely free. We'll pay the postage. We'll pay everything. All you need to do is call a toll-free number. It won't cost you a penny. 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492. And I thank you so much for that.
Yeah, what's amazing to me is these issues are definable, solvable, And the polarization surely shows the mask is taken off the demon rats and the rhino Republicans that are devils, globalists. And we don't understand, for example, right now I see Trump as a good, well-intentioned Scottish Rite white hat and mason. It's an American patriot, wants to do the right thing, but he's surrounded by advisors that are idiots or evil. And what I see going on is terrible, because Trump isn't being Trumpian himself. Why is he tolerating the Mueller-gate still going on? Why is he not just declaring a state of emergency and stopping shutting down the government and threatening to do it on my birthday, the 15th?
Yeah, really, by the way, there is a lot of valuable information in this book you can get for free. Part of it, we quote United Nations climate officials who admit that the UN climate policy has absolutely nothing to do with the environment.
Right.
It is entirely a mechanism for transferring vast amounts of wealth from the United States to the Third World and, of course, to the United Nations itself.
Exactly.
That's what it's for. And therefore, they're going to push that line to the end, even though it has no scientific credibility anymore. If you think it does have credibility, go out in the weather that much of the country is having right now and just stand there for a while.
Right.
We're having record cold, and they're telling us it's global warming time, boys and girls.
Yeah, well, you know, they'll tell you that your feet are cut off, but really you have feet, but they're imaginary feet. I mean, what they say is clearly insanity, and they get vicious over the fact you disagree with them. It's amazing. I call it vicious.
Well, they want ignorance. You not even to have freedom of speech. They violate all of the basic tenets of fundamental science. For example, the freedom of inquiry.
Right.
And discussion. If you even disagree with them, these global warming types have said, oh, well, you should be jailed, you should even be executed for daring to hold such views.
Yeah, well, I was one of the charter members of Greenpeace over 45 years ago and did my oceanography research and PhD before I went into medicine in 73, and I can tell you, these enviromaniacs have no scientific basis for what they say. They manipulated and played with the data, like the International Climate Control Division at the Anglia University in Britain, the United Nations. These lying pieces of scientific garbage push an agenda because they want global control, global taxation, and global control and world population reduction. They don't want to help the human population. They want to help us into our graves is what they want.
And they want to control whatever's left.
Right.
That's the essential thing. They're seeking power. And they, what they tried to do was play a very interesting game. They began this decades ago, assuming they could panic people into agreeing to give the government all this power and money immediately. And suddenly people weren't, they'd read books like my book, The Cooling, and so on, which, by the way, Tim Ball used as a textbook in his classes teaching in Canada, which the National Defense College used as a textbook in teaching our military and so on. And basically, there was just too much logical skepticism out there. So people delayed reacting to the global warming hype. They delayed long enough to realize it isn't actually occurring. The left had hoped they could do this pitch. They could get everybody to bend over for them. And then they would be able to say, boy, you gave us all that power just in time. We stopped the global warming. Well, the global warming was never going to happen anyway.
Yeah, I remember.
And so their con game, didn't work.
What about Bill Clinton's vice president? You know? I call him Igor. I call him Igor.
Yes.
You like that? Igor.
Oh, Al Gore, the man who lost not because of a few hundred voters in Florida, but because his home state of Tennessee, where people knew him best, voted overwhelmingly against him.
Wow.
That's why Al Gore lost in 2000. But the left doesn't like to talk about things like that.
Yeah.
Al Gore is an absolute fraud in every way. I'll be happy to debate him anytime. As will most.
Why don't all the Democrats take one piece of territory of America, and we can take a geoclimatic and tectonic saw and saw it off and push it over to the Antarctic Ocean? How's that?
Yep. So I hope people will get the free book at 800-630-1492. You'll be glad you did.
Excellent book, excellent discussion, and real formulation of the problems and solutions. See you next week, Lowell.
And thank God you're here, Doctor.